So, good morning. My name is Tani Sidhu, and I'm presenting on yoga in an urban school for children with emotional behavioral disorders. I nor none of my team have any relevant financial relationships to disclose or conflicts of interest to resolve. So today I'm going to focus on three aspects of our study. So I'm going to describe the four components of a child-based yoga session, and then I'm going to go and describe the theory supporting why yoga works for these children, and finally go over the pilot study and our results. So first, what is a child-based yoga session? So yoga is a multimodal practice, and there's four main components of our child-based yoga session. First, we use relaxation techniques. This could use types of breathing, then different postures. Finally, a social aspect, and finally, imagery techniques and meditation. So the relaxation aspect provides a transition from the previous activity that children are doing, say they could be taking a test, to the yoga, and it helps children become aware of the sensations within their bodies, their minds, and their emotions at the moment. This aspect of being in the moment is also known as mindfulness. Children are also trained to focus on their environment and how others might affect them within that environment. Finally, breathing techniques is a big portion of this component. Next, we have postures or physical yoga exercises. Along with the relaxation aspect, this is many times what people think of when they think of yoga. Physical yoga exercises energize the body, support the release of tension and stress, activate coordination and awareness, and stimulate circulation. They can be modified to fit in the classroom environment, and for example, they could be executed with chairs, and this could be known, and this is known as chair yoga. The breathing portion from the relaxation component is carried over, and this is to help students generalize breathing into their everyday activities. Then there's the social component, which has a game-like character. It seems like play, and it can consist of exercises with a partner or group. So, for example, they could stretch with another student at the same time. It teaches cooperation, respect for others, and adaptation into a group. Finally, there's the imagery techniques and meditation. And so, for example, children could visualize a safe and calm place, and this helps teach children to consciously master entering a relaxed state. For instance, by visualizing an engine slowing down, children could slow down their own breathing as well as the thoughts they're having at the moment. They're also taught meditation techniques to help develop an inner view, to pay attention to their internal emotions as they occur. So visualization techniques such as go to your special place can be generalized for the child, say, for taking a test. So the question is, how does this help the children, especially with these emotional behavioral disorders? So there's two mechanisms, through the physical exercises and through the cognitive exercises. So physically, participants engage in a targeted physical, cognitive, and social exercises that activate the parasympathetic nervous system. This is the body's calming mechanism. The parasympathetic nervous system produces physiological changes opposite of the fight or flight response. As a result, stress hormones decrease, heart rate and blood pressure decrease, muscles relax, impulsivity decreases, and the brain focuses more readily. For the cognitive yoga exercises, such as mindfulness and meditation, complement the physiological relaxation by providing participants with applicable skills that improve self-control, emotional regulation, and awareness of self, others, and their surrounding environment. Based upon physiological relaxation and these social emotional skills, yoga-based interventions improve outcomes such as social emotional behavior, long-term outcomes such as academic performance. For our pilot study, we looked at how yoga could help children with emotional behavioral settings, shortened as EBD, and we looked at this in an urban school setting. It's estimated that about 20 to 25% of school-age children have EBD issues. And children with these emotional behavioral disorders have issues with anxiety, depression, aggression, conduct disorder, hyperactivity, and attention difficulties. So these are the children who are really difficult to work with in the classroom and may cause lots of disruptions. And many times urban schools struggle. They have fewer resources, so they struggle with dealing with these children. So for our study, we focused on an urban school in Boston. It's a public school, and we enrolled children with emotional behavioral disorders in grades 4 and 5. So these children receive 2 one-hour in-school sessions per week for a period of 3.5 months. These classes were small. There were about 7 to 10 children per yoga class. And we used the protocol that I described above of the 4 components of a yoga session. The classes were taught by a yoga instructor who was experienced in teaching children yoga. To assess, we did a battery of tests. We had children, parents, and teachers all fill out assessments to get an overall picture of what was happening. Here you can see our pilot study design. We did it over 2 school years. The first one was 2008-2009, and the second 2009-2010. Usually in the fall, we enrolled the children and did the assessments. Afterwards, intervention took over the winter months, and finally the assessment, final assessment was during the spring. So we, in the end, over the 2 years, we enrolled about 43 children in grades 4 and 5, and then the average age was about 10 and a half. The majority of children were male, and approximately 1/7 of the children did use medication for their EBD issues. So approximately 1/4 of our children were Hispanic ethnicity, and for both race and language is spoken at home, parents were able to pick more than one option with what they identified with. So the majority of our population identified as being Black, and many of our families did speak English, but there were many multilingual homes, and Spanish was the second most common language. So in general, the attendance at the yoga sessions was very good. About 90%, average attendance was about 90%. We found that our teachers also were more reliable and complete. In the end, we did not get many of our parent packets back during assessment 2. This is an issue with the population we were dealing with. We tried multiple ways. We sent flyers home with children. We got addresses and phone numbers to the school. We sent mailings home. We tried contacting to the phone. Unfortunately, many times these addresses and phone numbers were wrong, and despite all efforts, we got very few parent packets back. We also found that with our child data, the questionnaires we used were too mature for the children, so they were for children 8 through 12, and although most of our children were 10, they had issues with the vocabulary. The way we administered the test was the questionnaire in front of them, and in groups of 2 or 3 children, we would read the questionnaires aloud, and children would check off their answers. For the protocol, we weren't allowed to answer any questions the children might have, so if they had questions on vocabulary. So many of the questions they had were, oh, what does jittery mean? That was one of the another one that really surprised me was terrified. They didn't know what terrified was. And so we found that many children didn't understand the questionnaires in the end, so we didn't find our child data as valid. But we did get positive satisfaction and intervention assessments from all the parents, teachers, and children. So I'm just going to go into a little more detail what we got with the teacher data. So the teachers had two questionnaires, this is the T-SCAMP and the BASC-2. The T-SCAMP is a questionnaire that measures the child's attention in the classroom as well as the behavior. And the BASC-2 is a global behavior scale. So the 5 main composites of the BASC-2 are externalizing problems, internalizing problems, the behavioral symptoms, adaptive skills, and school problems composite. I'll go into a little more detail with each questionnaire. So we found that for the teachers, the T-SCAMP, which is the attention behavior measurement, there was a success about 0.17 of children improving their attention in the classroom. This was significant at a 0.03 level. We also found, you can see below, that deportment, so the behavior in the classroom, also improved with an effect size of 0.18. Next, for the BAS2, we're going to focus on the internalizing symptoms composite, which is the second one right here. And the effect size was about 0.13, and this was significant at a 0.03 level. So within the internalizing symptoms composite, this includes depression and somatization. So somatization is the process by which mental and emotional stresses become physical in a form of psychosomatic illness. So both of these decreased at a depression at a significance level of 0.03 and somatization at a significance level of 0.04. You can also see in the other behavioral composites there were small to medium effect sizes that were significant. And finally, I'm going to go over the satisfaction intervention questionnaire we had. We found that everyone really truly enjoyed it. Children raved about it. So they said things like, it helps me calm down, it's also relaxing, I enjoy doing yoga. Another child said, yoga was good because every time I did a pose, it feels better. Teachers were also very positive, and they were asking us, you know, are you coming back next year? Is this going to be a continuing project? And finally, from the parent packets we did get back, those were also positive. One parent said she loved what she learned during her yoga classes, and for another parent, this made him feel happier. In general, it's very hard to get those anecdotal stories. I know Brandon before said that too. I know I was walking through the school one day with some of the questionnaires, which are all on bright yellow paper. We did that so whenever a participant saw that paper, they're like, oh, that's stuff for the yoga project. A parent saw me and said, oh, are you the yoga lady? And I said, yes. And she said, oh, my son loved it. He now uses breathing before his tests to reduce his anxiety. And this is something we would have never known. They never answered it on any of the questionnaires, even the satisfaction with intervention, where you asked how they're now using yoga. So all in all, we had a positive result. And the data suggests that yoga administration in small groups in an urban school may be effective in reducing symptoms in children with emotional behavioral disabilities. We are looking to continue the study, learning from our data from before and what issues we had. So thank you very much, and yeah.